This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a murderer asked the President of the United States for mercy. But first, today, a string of mass anti-war demonstrations will unfurl around the world. In the United States, demonstrators are converging on San Francisco and in Washington, D.C. for a massive peace rally in March. Many are traveling great distances to register their opposition to the likelihood of a war with Iraq. NPR's Debbie Elliott joined a group from the Deep South riding by bus to Washington, D.C.
The journey began in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Yeah, let's get everything on the bus, get your seat, get your gear stowed.
14 demonstrators, loaded down with blankets, pillows, and anti-war signs, boarded a chartered Greyhound bus bound for Washington, D.C. The trip was organized by United for Peace of South Mississippi. But people have come from three states to join the movement. There are college students from New Orleans, a retiree from Fairhope, Alabama, and activists representing the Libertarian and Green parties. It will take 20 hours to get there, but it's worth it, organizers say, to add their voices to the throng.
It was important to show that even in Mississippi, there's no consensus for war.
Will Watson of Diamond Head, Mississippi, helped put together the trip.
You know, we're bringing one bus from Mississippi, and in a lot of ways, that gives a stronger message than, say, 50 or 100 buses from New York City.
More passengers join at stops in Hattiesburg, Meridian, and Tuscaloosa, Alabama. A final stop in Birmingham fills all 47 seats. There are no peace songs or boisterous anti-war chants on the bus ride, just quiet conversations about why the U.S. should not go to war. Leah Tawalda and Michael Ide joined the group in Hattiesburg.
I don't want to see people I know have to go over to other countries and be maimed and killed for this war. And I don't want, you know, the Iraqis to be maimed and killed for this war either. It's pretty simple.
I just think the motivations behind the war are kind of shady. I don't really think that our presidential administration is telling us the actual reason that he wants to go to war. I don't think it's all for national security. I think it's more for public interest and large business and corporate interest in the country. And there's no reason for a loss of human life over corporate interests and money.
Most of the marchers don't know one another. They come from diverse backgrounds, but are united in purpose. 22-year-old Bob Worth is a college student from Long Beach, Mississippi.
I don't agree with the war of opportunity. I think it's less about security and more about economics.
This is his first protest march, unless you count the hour he spent walking the campus of Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College with an anti-war sandwich board on his back, trying to raise his bus fare. He was pleased to collect nearly $20 in such a short amount of time, and the music major was allowed to skip class for writing a protest song.
It's based on an old Carter family song. It says, there ain't no oil in Korea, there ain't no nukes in Iraq, but his daddy said in 91, the Bush boys will soon be back. That's how my absence was excused.
Most of the people on the bus come from communities where few people question President Bush's argument for war. 44-year-old Carla Cole of Hattiesburg says she'll catch some flack for participating in the march when she gets back home Sunday, but felt she needed to act.
Well, how could I tell anyone how important it was if I wasn't willing to do that, if I wasn't willing to step out? And I come from maybe a family and even a culture where I live that doesn't understand this need for us to wake up and to look at what's going on around us, what our country is doing to the world.
Cole is also on her first protest. In fact, only a few people on the bus have been to Washington to demonstrate before. It's a whole new experience for 83-year-old Pat Emery Adder of Birmingham.
I'm just open for anything. I don't know. I got told maybe I'd be put in jail, and I said... well, that'll be a first time, too.
Adder and the others have a long road ahead. After spending the day at the march, they'll get back on the bus for the 20-hour ride back home. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Birmingham, Alabama.